Coming up in this episode of My Michigan Story, Life in the Great Lakes State.
So I'm like, oh, how's the day treating you? You know, just all happy, go lucky. And she just red-eyed, tears streaming down her face. And she's like, my boyfriend just broke up with me.
Whoa. How long is this ride?
Jeez. 20 minutes.
Kenshiro Akahi's rideshare client suddenly turns into a 20-minute therapy session. Terry Gates helps out a stranger at a gas station only to get pulled into a dangerous family drama.
She says, I just left my husband. I also left my purse back at the house that I just left. I got to go back to the house. And when I left, he was not there. But when I go back, he might be there. And will you come with me?
And I'm like, oh, my goodness.
I'm like, yeah, sure. You know, I had a free night.
And Kevin Christopher and his friends decide it's time for a hygiene intervention with their friend Haas.
And he passed out in the bed of one of our buddy's trucks. So we decided we were going to give him a bath and took him to the drive-through car wash.
Now, wait, is this a literal, like, you drive-through? With, like, big brushes and stuff spinning? Oh, my.
Those stories and more up next on My Michigan Story, Life in the Great Lakes State, the Awkward Car Rides episode. I'm Rob Prince. Car rides are a uniquely weird experience in society these days. When there's more than one person in the car, there's a certain obligation to make chit-chat, but sometimes you run out of material or just don't have the energy to fulfill that obligation, which can be awkward. And of course, it's all the more weird when you're riding with someone you don't know. There's really no other circumstance in life these days where you could be trapped in such a confined space with a total stranger for such a long time. All of that is a recipe for some awkward situations. Our first awkward ride story comes from Kenshiro Akahi. He started working as a rideshare driver after the pandemic and discovered it was a really wonderful fit for his personality, which came in very handy when he found himself on the front lines of a passenger's drama. He shared this story at our April 17, 2026 open mic storytelling event at The Lit in downtown Grand Rapids. Here's Kenshiro.
This happened 3 years ago now. Go to pick up this girl, and it was the last ride of the night, so it was around 2 a.m. And I get there, and she's walking to the car. And normally, my go-to is just like, okay, so I confirm name so that I know that the right person's getting in. I confirm, once they get in, I confirm location for the drop-off just so that everybody's on the same page. And then I just do some jovial line like, oh, well, how's the day treating you? Or was it a busy day or whatever? So I'm like, oh, how's the day treating you? You know, just all happy, go lucky. And she just red-eyed, tears streaming down her face. And she's like,
My boyfriend just broke up with me.
Whoa. How long is this ride?
Jeez. 20 minutes. And I'm like, okay. I look at the clock. I'm like, I got 20 minutes on the clock. I'm like, I enter into conflict resolution management mode and I say, okay, first of all, he's stupid. Secondly, you're beautiful. You're going to bounce back even better. And who is he? No, absolutely not. You know what you're going to do? What we're going to do, I'm going to take you to Target. We're going to get you a nice little dress, okay? Maybe a little mani, maybe a little pedi. And when you get home, you're going to drink as much wine or whatever your drink of choice is. And you can eat ice cream and watch girl shows, okay? And that's how this day is going to go. You're not even going to think about him because, girl, he's not even worth your time. All right, okay? And that made her chuckle a little bit. And as soon as I had the chuckle, I was like, cool, we had like a little bit of a breakthrough. I know we're in. And then came time for, okay, well, now you need to be heard. So why don't you tell me if you want to share this completely safe space? I don't know you, you don't know me. statistically speaking, in Grand Rapids, I'm never going to see you again. She's like, oh, okay. Well, the place that you just picked me up from was actually his house. He broke up with me and then ordered me an Uber to go home.
Wow.
Woof. That's rough. Okay. But unbeknownst to her, two previous riders before this ride, she was coming from a bar and she had told me, you know, when they do this thing where they like tap their hands for like their wallet and their keys and everything, and they're like, oh man, I just used all my money, all my dollars for the cover charge. I don't have anything to give you for a tip. Oh, wait. So she dives into her purse and she comes back up and she was like, do you do edibles? So I was like, well, I don't, but thanks. Maybe I'll give it to a passenger or something.
Oh my God.
So I'm sitting there and all of a sudden the edible thing pops in my head and I'm like, this is going to be a weird question just right out the gate, but do you like do edibles or anything? She's in the back and she's like, yes. Like, match made in heaven, man. I can't do it because I don't partake, but I have no problem with people who do. If you want it, it's sealed in this little plastic container. I got it from a tip from like two. I'm safe guy. So I give it to her. She pops it in. We still had 15 minutes. By the time she got home, she had a big old smile on her face. I was like, see, there you go. That's the mood that we were going for. I'm happy that, you know, my services plus marijuana made the difference in your life tonight. But okay, so I drop her off. I'm honest to God, I'm thinking to myself, this was a great ride. I am very happy with the outcome. On to the next. Didn't even think about her for the rest of the night. Next morning, I get up, and she, at the end of the ride, she had said, man, I hope I get you again. And I'm like, it would be very awkward if you did, because I don't really see anybody else. Like, seriously, there's probably about a 2% margin of passengers that I actually do see again. If you want to do the math, that's 25,000 rides at 2%. Not very high at all. So I go home, I go to bed, wake up. I'm like, cool, gonna start the day again. Hit the go button on the app. Bing! I recognize that address. That's weird. So I show up, she walks out. She recognized that I was the driver who accepted her ride, and she goes, hey. I'm like, hey. So she gets in, and she goes, I know you're going to confirm the address, but please don't judge me right now.
Oh, no.
So I look at the address, sure as stuff. She's going right back to that dude's house. She's teary-eyed, right? But she like got herself dressed up and everything, and I can tell like it's gonna be like conversation. So we're driving and I'm like, I mean, it's a safe space. If you need to talk or spill or get prepared, like, go ahead. Well, I called him and we had a chat, and I didn't feel like we left it on good terms, and like, he's my best friend and I don't want to lose him, and so I'm willing to just like kind of try for like the friendship thing instead of like the relationship thing. They've been together for 3 years. And I was like, oh, man, that is a tough one. I don't really know. I'm not a counselor, but I can tell that this is very important to you. As long as you feel like you're making the best decision for yourself, you know, okay. But I do want to remind you, like, that was a really rough night last night. So that's I'm going to leave it right there. That's all I'm going to say. As we're pulling, it was a Plainfield exit right there off of 96 interchange, and we're about to pass the Target that is right there, and she is just like hyperventilating. She's like, can you please pull into the Target parking lot, because I just need a minute to have like a self-talk. And I'm like, sure. So I pull in, she gets out, runs into the Target bathroom. I have no idea what the self-talk was, but she comes back and she's like, okay. So then I drive over to the house and she's like, I don't even know. Am I making the right decision or am I not? Do I really just need to let this person go? I don't know. I mean, I'm just me, man. You really got to ask yourself that question. And she was like, I think it's worth it. Then give it a shot. And she gets out of the car and she starts to walk. I can tell she's still like trying to wipe tears from her face because it's a really heavy situation for her in her life. And I don't know, I could feel, I mean, I felt for her, you know, like what a difficult situation to be in between that love and that friendship, and do you or don't you, and is it healthy or is it not? Is it better to let go, right? And move on to whatever it is that you want for your life. And that's heavy. It's like real stuff. But that's one of the reasons that I love the job so much, is because it affords, yes, it's light and it's fun. It gives me weird, crazy stories and everything. But every once in a while, there's a gem there that's just like, holy mackerel, I never would have met you otherwise.
Yeah, you're seeing a little
humanity.
Seeing a little slice of their life, sharing it with them.
Yeah.
And that is kind of, it's like you do, like you're at a dance and you have one little dance with someone.
Paths converge, and then, and there's a beauty to that, you know?
Yeah.
And I am fortunate enough in my life to have that happen now 25,000 times, and goodness knows how many more.
Oh my gosh, that's perfect. Thank you so much.
Kenshiro Akahi. He shared that story at our April 17, 2026 open mic storytelling event at The Lit in downtown Grand Rapids. This is My Michigan Story, Life in the Great Lakes State. I'm Rob Prince. One thing that happens when people start sharing stories with each other is that one story can remind other people of their own stories on similar themes, and so on and so forth, as was the case with our next story. Terry Gates shared yet another breakup car ride story after he heard that previous story from Kenshiro at our April 17, 2026 open mic storytelling event at The Lit in Grand Rapids. Here's Terry Gates with a story of what can happen when you do what we were all told never to do, except a car ride from a stranger.
We live by a gas station called Camp Out Corners. At the time, it was called Genosis. And for some odd reason, this is very rare for me, that I had a night where it was like I didn't have any plans. I didn't know what I was going to do that night. And I thought, I'm going to go to Genosis or the gas station and pick up a newspaper, which I've never done that before.
Okay.
You know? And it's just like, I just want to kind of catch up on the news. And I pull in there, and there's this woman who got out of her car, and she was like dripping wealth. Maybe, you know, that's like, wow. Like jewelry, clothes, shoes, purse, her car, everything. And she said, excuse me, can you help me? And I'm like, of course, yeah.
Yeah,
what do you need? She says, I don't know how to pump gas.
Oh, my goodness. And, wow.
Yeah. And she says, could you help me and put gas in my car? So I'm like, yeah, no problem. Sure. You know, it's not that. So I'm trying to teach her how to pump gas. And she said, this is the worst day of my life. And I'm going like, what? You know, what's going on? And she just started kind of tearing up and crying. And she says, I just left my husband. And I go, oh, wow, you know, that's pretty heavy. And so I just said, you know, sorry. And she said, I also left my purse back at the house that I just left. I said, well, no big deal. I paid for the gas. And she said, but I got to go back to the house. And when I left, he was not there. But when I go back, he might be there. And will you come with me? And I'm like,
oh my goodness.
I'm like, yeah, sure. You know, I had a free night.
Doesn't seem strange. So helping out.
We actually went to Fulton in a nice condo area in the Forest Hills area, and went in the house. And she said, can you come in just in case he's there? Because he might hurt me. And I'm like, yeah, okay, you know, so go in there. And she grabbed her purse, and then she said, well, thank you. He wasn't there, and I got the purse. And then she said, I need to go to Gull Lake, kind of almost on the way to Kalamazoo.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So south a ways.
Richland.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, very south. And she says, I don't know how to get there. And I said, well, follow me.
Because this is before GPS, before smartphones.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So she really said,
follow me. So I knew how to get there because I used to own a sign company. I did all the signage for Borges Hospital, and that was on the way. So I took her to Gull Lake. And so she said, the reason I didn't know how to pump gas is because she had people, they always pumped her gas for her, you know. And I'm like, wow, you know. So she gave me her number. I followed up and I said, are you okay? And I was thinking, you know, there might be some reward or something. You know? She said, you were my angel. And she actually gave me a $100 gift card to, there was a restaurant in Alaska.
Oh, Sam's Joint.
Sam's Joint.
I love that place. Sam's Joint. With the animatronic guys. Exactly. Yeah, I miss
She gave me a $100 gift card, and I said, well, I'm only going to use the gift card if I go with you. And so we went together, and then she told me her whole sad story of how they broke up and how her husband was just a hypocrite. He was a Christian, and he did all this stuff, you know. And they actually did get divorced. And that was the end of the story. So, yeah.
Did you ever see her again?
No.
Ever talk to her again?
No, that was it.
Terry Gates. He shared that story at our April 17, 2026 open mic storytelling event at The Lit in downtown Grand Rapids. This is My Michigan Story, Life in the Great Lakes State, the Awkward Car Rides episode. I'm Rob Prince. Would you like to see My Michigan Story, Life in the Great Lakes State, live and in person? Well, I've got good news for you because we've got a bunch of free open mic storytelling events coming up in June. On Thursday, June 11, we'll be at Schuller Books in Okemos from 6 to 7 p.m. On Saturday, June 13, we'll be at the East Lansing Pride event in downtown East Lansing from 4 to 8 p.m. On Tuesday, June 16, we'll be at the MSU Juneteenth event from 5 to 8 p.m. And finally, on Saturday, June 27, we'll be at the WKR America 250 event from noon to 1:30 p.m. at the Michigan History Museum. You can find us by looking for the My Michigan Story t-shirts and banners. Come see us and share your true story from Michigan for a chance to get it on the radio. There are more details about all those events on our website, mymichiganstory.com. That's mimichiganstory.com. This is My Michigan Story, Life in the Great Lakes State, the Awkward Car Rides episode. I'm Rob Prince. According to research that I didn't bother to vet very well, approximately 8% of Americans are scared to go through an automatic car wash, which sounds about right to me. One time my mother saw someone panic and send their car leaping sideways off the tracks inside of a car wash. The sight of a car stranded sideways in that hall of horrors was enough to keep her out of automatic car washes from then on. But if going through a car wash inside a vehicle scares a lot of people, I've got to imagine that the idea of going through one outside of a car has got to be some serious nightmare fodder. Well, that nightmare was a reality for one of Kevin Christopher's friends back in the late 1990s. He shared this story of what I hope is a rare outside-the-vehicle car wash experience at our August 25th, 2025 live event at Ramshackle Brewing in Jonesville. Here's Kevin.
We've got a buddy whose nickname is Hoss.
Hoss.
Yep.
Like, and the German for a
no, hop. Like Rawhide, like Hoss.
Okay.
Bonanza.
Got
there
it.
There you go.
All right.
He's known for not having the best of hygiene.
Okay.
And we were at a house party, and he passed out in the bed of one of our buddy's trucks. So we decided we were going to give him a bath and took him to the drive-through car wash.
Now, wait, is this a literal, like, you drive-through?
Yeah.
With, like, big brushes and stuff spinning? Oh, my God. What year was this?
Oh, that would have been, like, 98, 99.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
But, you know, he just sits up, and he's just mean-mugging the dog snot out of us. And we're like, lay down, lay down. You're going to get in trouble. So he just lays down and takes it. I think we did the work, so he got washed and waxed.
You thought this time it's worth the extra $250.
Oh, yeah. Well, compared to what he normally smells like, the bubblegum smell was an improvement.
And what did he have to say when you got out?
Well, okay, I'm going to try to do the character because he's got a little bit of a speech thing.
Okay.
What the hell?
That was it?
Yeah, pretty much. And then he, you know, chained smoked a pack and a half of cigarettes and just stared holes through us.
Okay. Has he ever tried to get even for that? Or
no.
Brought, no.
No.
Oh, okay. There's no touching you.
Well, no, it's just that's not how Haas operates.
Okay. Is Haas still around?
Yeah, he's around.
How is he smelling these days?
Similar.
Is he still smoking a pack a day?
If you're lucky.
Wow. Wow.
He's probably closer to two.
Okay.
Kevin Christopher. He shared that story at our August 25, 2025 live event at Ramshackle Brewing in Jonesville. Cars are great fodder for practical jokes. From the good old blinker fluid hazing ritual at repair shops to bananas in the tailpipe, there are lots of ways to mess with people's cars. I remember one time as a tween, I was sitting in the back of our family's tan Toyota Tercel hatchback during one of many long, dull car rides before iPads were invented. To entertain myself a little, I came up with the naughty idea of tapping my foot on a plastic cover in the back seat to create a clicking sound that changed with the speed of the car, so my dad would think there was something wrong with the car. That joke was underappreciated, if I do say so myself. But a real good practical joke could sometimes lead to some unexpected ripple effects and consequences, as our next storyteller found out. Tom Bolt took advantage of his wife's blind trust in him to pull off a practical joke that went far better than he could have hoped, but it came at a hefty cost. He shared this story at our December 17, 2025 open mic storytelling event at Schuller Books in Okemos.
Well, this happened about 25 or 30 years ago. I had a Chrysler van, and I had just come back from the repair shop. And I was listening to NPR, no less,
awesome.
And I heard a story on NPR, and I thought, well, maybe I can use that on my family. So when my wife and I left the house, I told her that there was a button on the right-hand side of the dashboard in front of her, and I said, that's the passenger side horn. So,
wow.
So she said, well, that's great because you don't pay enough attention to my side of the car and cars come over there and you don't blow the horn at them when they're too close. So she pushed the horn button and the horn blew. And once in a while when she would push the button, the horn would not blow because I wasn't paying close enough attention as the driver. I had to reach over and blow the horn. And she never noticed that. But she thought it was a great idea. And her sister also had a car similar to ours. So she called her sister up and told her about the passenger side horn. But her sister did not have that option on her car. A couple of days later, my daughter and my wife left the house to go shopping. And I was outside doing the lawn mowing. And they pulled right back in the driveway. And my wife rolled the window down and she said, the passenger side horn's not working.
Oh, no.
And I said, I'll check it later, and it'll be okay. I'll see if I can fix that. Anyway, it went on for a good week and a half, where she would think that was a good thing and would use it quite often, unfortunately. And sometimes I would notice it and hit the button, and sometimes not. And she'd say, "What's wrong with this thing?" And she'd jam that button multiple times, and finally it would work. But I finally had to confess that I had fooled her and my other family members. I said, "How could you believe such a thing?" And she said, "Well, if you told me it, it must be true."
Whoa.
She believed me, anything I tell her. So, yeah, we had a good time, and I've told that story to many of my friends, and every once in a while somebody will look at her and say, "Passenger side horn," and everybody would laugh. It was a great time.
So what NPR program did you get this from?
I don't remember what the program was, but they were talking about Penn and Teller. And Teller was in the front seat of the car they were riding in. He's the one that doesn't talk. Mm-hmm. He somebody told him about the passenger side horn, and he bought it hook, line, and sinker. And so I thought, well, if you can fool Teller, maybe you can fool my wife. And it worked.
Did this ever backfire on you, where you tried to tell her something that was true and she wouldn't believe you?
Oh, yeah. Quite often.
So here, for the sake of a joke, you destroyed your wife's trust in yourself?
I did.
Did you regret that at all?
Yeah, no, it was a good joke. It was a good joke.
It's worth it.
It was worth it.
All right. Yep. Okay, well, thank you so much, Tom. I appreciate that.
Tom Bolt. He shared that story at our December 17, 2025 open mic storytelling event at Schuller Books in Okemos. Thanks for listening to this edition of My Michigan Story, Life in the Great Lakes State, the Awkward Car Rides edition. My Michigan Story is produced and edited by myself, Rob Prince. Our associate producer is Mary Beth Lee. My Michigan Story is presented by WKAR in East Lansing, Michigan. Would you like to see My Michigan Story, Life in the Great Lakes State, live and in person? Well, I've got some good news for you, because we've got a bunch of free open mic storytelling events coming up in June. On Thursday, June 11, we'll be at Schuller Books in Okemos from 6 to 7 p.m. On Saturday, June 13, we'll be at the East Lansing Pride event in downtown East Lansing from 4 to 8 p.m. On Tuesday, June 16, we'll be at the MSU Juneteenth event from 5 to 8 p.m., and finally, on Saturday, June 27, we'll be at the WKR America 250 event from noon to 1:30 at the Michigan History Museum. You can find us by looking for the My Michigan Story t-shirts and banners. Come see us and share your true story from Michigan for a chance to get it on the radio. There are more details about all of those events on our website, mymichiganstory.com. That's mimichiganstory.com. Remember, I can't make my Michigan story without your Michigan story. So get me your story today at mymichiganstory.com.